podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast. Go.
All right, so I didn't get to go do my breakfast baking class this weekend. I was a little bummed about that. I gave it the old...
I want to bake today.
Dang it, I want to learn how to make a scone.
Got your apron already and a little hat.
So you know what I did instead, kind of to get even, is I went out, took my 20% off coupon to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
I'm so domesticated. And I bought a Vegetti. And mostly I bought it just so I could say that word. And
yeah. Right, legally on the radio.
I can say Vegetti, and everybody's going, what the?
So that is the name of this product.
Yeah, sounds like a sports car or something.
It's a Vegetti.
For a girl.
It's an Italian Vegetti.
Have you seen these things?
No.
All right, so you take it. It's a tiny little doodad kitchen device, and you take it. Like, for what? Here's how I used it, is to make pasta out of zucchini.
Oh, that is delicious. Okay. I've had that.
Yeah, so what you do is you jam your zucchini into the vegetti.
Getting a visual.
And
all
you
right.
twist okay. it, and yeah, it pulls out little...
It's natural.
Little stringy zucchini things
that's
that look like
pretty cool.
pasta noodles. And then you cook those, and you pour your sauce over them.
You just boil them, or how do you cook
yeah,
them?
Yeah, or you can saute them. But the point is, you use the vegetti, and it makes... essentially a healthy pasta out of a vegetable.
It's very good.
That sounds vegtastic.
Yes, it was.
Huh. Was it veg delicious?
So I made like a mini version of my dad's spaghetti sauce. Mm-hmm. And healthy. Then I poured that over my vegetti induced.
You jammed
zucchini.
Your zucchini on in there, did you?
I did.
Great.
I jammed the zucchini.
What kind of sauce you put on your vegetti?
I said it was my dad's
homemade
sauce.
Okay.
Pay attention over there. So that was a highlight maybe of the
what
weekend.
What does a Vegetti run?
It was only $14.
Not bad.
And with my coupon, made it about $12.
That's some cheap Vegetti.
You got to go get one. If you walk into a BB&B, you'll see an entire wall of Vegettis.
Just the way God intended.
Thank you, God. That's the beyond part.
Normally, they frown upon paying for Vegettis, but I guess not at Bed Bath.
Do they come in different shapes and colors and sizes?
I mean, there's an entire wall of Vegettis, and so I stood there, and it was like, whoa. Wow. Which one do I pick?
They all look so good.
This
is the most ridiculous conversation we're going to have all day. All right, well, I hope you get more than one use out of your Vegetti.
It might sound perverted, but every word of it was true.
All right. So. I got to have one. Mm-hmm. I got to get one.
Go get one.
All right.
Did anyone else enjoy your Vegetti, or was
no,
it just you?
I enjoyed the Vegetti by myself.
By yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But good. I will be able to... introduce other people to the Vegetti.
Okay.
Very good.
Over the next year or two.
Great.
It's a Vegetti
You have
party.
To clean it out, right? Between each use?
Please, God,
before
yes.
Before you introduce it to other people?
Yes, rinse it off.
I hope so. Hose that thing down.
Sanitize
it. A little
it.
Shake.
Oh, your poor zucchini.
Did you guys have fun with us?
It's really good, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank God.
And then I'm reading here a story that I thought you guys might want to know about. Well, there's two stories. You tell me which one you want. I'll let you choose. You choose your own adventure, okay?
Okay.
The first one is Whoopi Goldberg hasn't worn a bra in 40 years.
Done. Do it.
There's
I
that.
I find her.
Or why you cry in the shower.
Oh, I want to hear crying
cry.
In the shower.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Jeremy, which one do you want?
Let's do the shower.
You wanted
for now.
The bra.
I changed my mind because
really
I got a visual.
Visual.
I got a visual.
Besides, the headline of that is pretty much the whole
sums
story.
It up. Right. Yeah.
Who so
cares?
I will set Whoopi Goldberg's bra story aside. Over
her
here.
Unsupported breasts.
Yeah.
Emily, have you cried in the shower before?
All the freaking time, Dom. You have no idea.
Chris?
Why? Oh, yeah.
You cry in the shower?
Sure.
Yeah, it's so easy because, you know, your makeup won't get messed up because your face is already washed and it's going down the drain. You're in the right environment, so it's perfect.
Yeah. And they say there's an interesting, the psychologists who studied this say it's kind of interesting because generally people don't necessarily mind crying in public because it elicits sympathy, which sometimes is what the tears are about. You're just looking for somebody to comfort
right.
you.
Crocodile tears.
Right. But they cannot deny that crying alone is sometimes good, too, because you don't want to be humiliated and embarrassed. And the sound of the shower, they say, will mask the tears.
The bawling.
The weeping.
And the crying.
Now, do you huddle in the corner with your legs up, or are you like a one hand against the wall crier?
Yeah, I let the water, I face, you know, the shower head, and I kind of lean right over.
All right. When was the last time you cried in the shower? What was it about?
What was it about? I don't know. Probably something you with Gentleman Caller. Probably something with Adam and money. You know, the huge. Let's be honest.
Pretty good.
And then they say that the other part of this, too, is that it's combining a couple of things that both make you feel better.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They say psychologically, a good cry could actually make you feel better. And then everybody loves the feeling of a nice warm shower.
It really is. It's like the high and the low, you know, where you get it all out, and it's very cleansing. It's very spiritual.
It's down the drain.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you're warm and you're clean, and you emerge a new person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should I post this story, I think, on our Facebook page for people, why you cry in the shower?
People are getting ready for work right now. Yeah.
And it's kind of a dreary. Look,
it's Monday.
It's kind of a cloudy, dreary Monday. So maybe people are listening to this crying in the shower right now.
Whoopi Goldberg doesn't wear a bra. No.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.